Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. And today we have three remarkable guests joining us in studio. Alison E. Martin, the creative force behind the enchanting play Pegasus the Close Horse, along with the talented duo Carly and Claire, who provide the auditory magic for the play through instruments like the bowron, accordion, and even the kitchen sink. But today, they're going to go a cappella.
Bewitch my wit, your wit, bewitch my will. Thus with your eyes and wit, you do bewitch me still, and yet you are no witch, whose spirit is not and wit, where wit and eyes may read, a witch and not a witch, and yet
draw a breath for a moment to digest that. We'll give Carly and Claire a chance to draw a breath anyway.
Hello.
Alison, hello. You take a little rest there for a second. Alison, this is Pegasus, the Close Horse, and it's coming to the National Opera House on April the 25th to April the 27th. Is that right? Do you want to give the exact dates?
That's right, yeah. We've school shows on Thursday the April 25th and Friday April 26th, and then we've two relaxed public performances on Saturday April 27th at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. and people can book with the nationaloperahouse.ie.
Can you tell us the inspiration behind Pegasus the Close Horse?
Yeah, well, the germ of it, the idea is finding the beautiful in the mundane, and during lockdown I suppose there was a lot of I have young children and there was a lot of clothes horses in the house and I suppose I was...
And there still are.
And there still are, yeah. And I suppose I began to see clothes horses in a different light, and they've always been part of... I think there's a comfort and a stability in a clothes horse. They've been there since, you know, I was growing up myself, and they lend themselves, as you know, like you can use a clothes horse with a duvet as a sound booth. You know, you can, it has an awful lot of functions outside it.
So have you brought your clothes horse to life and called it Pegasus then?
Well, not my actual clothes horse. It's a lot more, yeah. I do really need that one. But yeah, Pegasus is, she's going to be a very magical clothes horse.
Wow. Carly and Claire, the talented duo, what you've just given us there was quite amazing, actually. I don't know what it sounded like on radio, but here in the studio, you just filled the entire room with this incredible sound. So, Carly, talk to me about what we've just heard, that particular piece. Is this part of Pegasus, or is it just...
It isn't, actually. It's just a piece that we've done as... it's actually from our second album, called The Missing Star, and it's a very, very old love poem written to a woman from a man. Right. But it comes out a little bit, as quite often is the case, comes out a little bit creepy. And so this, but there's something, the reason we sang that piece is because it's just so stripped in a way, which is one of the things we love to do. And there's something, there is a witch character in the story.
It's spooky.
And it's spooky. And it just felt like that was what we wanted to bring today, because just with the voice, you can do many things. No, you can sing more than one note at the same time, and you can get quite an atmosphere.
You certainly got it in the studio here. Claire, like the use of instruments like the bowron, for example, that's one we mentioned, the accordion, and even the kitchen sink. Now, I have this vision of the clothes horse and from Alison's House and the kitchen sink are right on the stage of the National Opera House. So correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, it's a lovely sink. We got it from a salvage yard in Waterford. We live near
there. It's an actual sink, is it?
It's an actual sink, yes. It's one of those big steel catering sinks. It's basically like a steel drum in some way. You know, you can get all kinds of resonant tones. Conveniently, it's in the key of D, the sink. So it's perfectly tuned with the accordion and the whistle and the other things that we're playing.
Right. Alison, the actual show itself, I'm told it blends various elements like the Irish language, mm-hmm. music, puppetry, and opera.
Yeah, and opera.
You were busy during the pandemic.
Well, I thought when we're going to be at the National Opera House, it would be a shame not to pay homage to that. And, of course, the Fla's coming to Wexford this year, so the play is very much about sense of belonging and looking at our past while celebrating what's happening in contemporary life. So it's about the fusion of opera and trad and people coming together and one little girl, Fia, finding her voice.
Ah, with a very special emphasis towards schools, is that to help school children be more imaginative, more creative? What do you think?
Well, I think children are naturally imaginative and creative, but it's, I suppose, not all children have accessibility when it comes to going to the theatre. So for some children, it might be their first theatre experience going through school. And it's a lovely way to bring children into the theatre and, you know, the thing with like Luna Tractors being involved, they'll get to see the magic of sound effects being created live on stage. So it's like the sneak behind the curtain element as well. So they'll get to have like a full immersive theatre experience.
Right, it sounds absolutely brilliant. Carly and Claire, what do you find the most challenging yet rewarding about creating live sound effects? What you created in the studio here, difficult thing to do, but you did it, and you did it so confidently. But Claire, what for you is that most difficult sound to create?
The most difficult sound to create? Quiet sounds, they're harder to make.
Like what, for example?
It's harder to stay in tune with a quiet sound. If you're trying to play, anything, accordion, whistle and singing, it's all quiet's more difficult. It's much easier to go for it loudly.
Maybe the challenge for us is that it's very much in response to three actresses on stage. So there's a very specific context that we want to bring alive. We're essentially bringing extra magic to the space and making that magic from the mundane, which is why the kitchen sink, which is why the bowls and pans, as well as some, you know, known instruments.
I know when they do sing out loud here in Wexford, which you may not be familiar with, is where all the schools come together, they congregate, they go on stage. You might be aware of it, Alison. I know that when Extreme Rhythm, the band, are there and they play the drums, that it creates such a stir. So I think the use of these instruments and what you've done magically in the studio here today is certainly going to keep young eyes and ears attentive, because they will wander if you don't hold it. Is that right, Alison? They won't.
Yeah, that's right. And as Carly mentioned there, like we've great actresses, Sinead Cormack, Maria Cunningham and Amy Flood.
Yeah.
And Sinead is from just down the road in Carlow and Amy's from Wicklow, so it's a real southeastern production.
How do you adapt what you do, Carly and Claire, to suit the younger demographic?
Actually, it's weird because we're a folk band, a folk duo called Luna Tractors, and we make some quite dark material, but the kids love it.
Right.
I mean, we do percussion. The smaller, the better. The children really just, they dig it. We do a lot of body percussion, and Carly makes a lot of faces.
Yeah, I'm a clown. As are some of the other people.
Have you done circus?
No, there were my days of being in the circus, which is actually where we met the director.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a nice sideline to Liza
Cox,
who we met in the middle of France.
Yours is an incredible story, the two of you. They're fascinating, isn't that?
It really is, yeah.
I think we're only touching the surface of that particular story today. I have to wrap in a second. Alison, you want people to come along and enjoy this, don't you?
Oh, we really do. Yeah, we do. As I mentioned, people can contact the box office on 053 9122 144 or see nationaloperahouse.ie for the booking details, and we'd be delighted to see as many people as possible.
How can people acquire your music and more about what you do?
We're all over the internet. If you type in Luna Tractors with a K, LUNATRAKTORS, you'll find us.
Excited by the possibility of performing at the National Opera House?
Oh, my gosh. We've heard so much about this culture of opera here, and it's so enchanting for us. Opera isn't our form. Folk and trad is more our form, but the volume and the gravitas of opera is astonishing, and the culture here is so excited by opera that we're very...
That it's for everyone, that opera can be for everyone.
We will all be looking differently at our clothes horses from here
on
air.
You will, and your sinks as well.
In fact, if my wife is listening, she'll be saying, yeah, he does look at them and he breaks a fair few of them as well. Whenever I move them, they fall apart.
Yeah. They're not the most stable of objects, and that's the beauty. The beauty
Pegasus. Pegasus is a sturdy clothes horse. Yeah.
Well, she's very expressive.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, the three of you, for joining me in studio.
Thank you.
Very
well.
Lovely spring day.
Alan.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.